Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Bennett's here. Elise is a great member of our Brain Trust. Almost 20 years she's been hanging out with us. We're going to wait a little bit longer to have her 20th anniversary. Just a little bit longer. We're almost there, but we're going to act like it's been 20 because we couldn't do without her. She was one of the first people to believe in what we do and to want to continue to give back year after year. And she's just done an amazing job of that, helping us improve our marketing approach, our marketing strategies. She's written all the important books on the topic and plus other stuff. And she's a great resource and our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. And actually, April 1988, 30 years ago, was when I was fired from my job and became self-employed. So I'm celebrating 30 years.
What did you do to get fired? Who would fire Elise Bennett? That's what I want to know. I'm going to have that person arrested. Well, of course, you may be like me. I got fired twice in the 80s, and I wound up sending those guys a bottle of wine for thanking them for making me start my own business.
Exactly. I sent a thank you note. No, yeah. Mine, but I can't tell
you. I think, yeah, you as people think that's crazy when you tell them you wind up thanking the person that fired you, right? Well, happy anniversary, yeah. Baby. Good for you. 30 years. We're going to do, next month, we're going to do your 20th anniversary here. How about that?
I'm ready for it.
All right. So let's talk about something that's on your mind, and that's the role of content marketing. Some people are minimizing it. It used to be a big deal. Now people are saying it's not that big a deal. You say it's because they're not doing it the right way.
Right. And it's not that it's a big deal or not a big deal. People are complaining that it doesn't work, and they don't seem to understand.
What are their complaints? What are they saying? What is it that's not working for them? What are they expecting?
I spend all this time writing blog posts, and nobody reads them, and nobody cares, and
right.
I don't get traffic website, and you know that it's supposed to produce, quote unquote, produce sales or inbound, right? It's supposed to produce this thing that's suddenly called inbound. But to me, content marketing is a long-term effort, number one, that serves to kind of support your position in the market. And it can be disseminated and created in all different types of media, from speaking engagements to podcasts to blog posts to video. I mean, there's so many different ways to do it, which kind of makes it complicated and tricky. So you have to choose your best media. They're going to reach your best prospects. But the complaint is often that it doesn't do what it's supposed to do fast enough also.
Well, one of the things, when I think of that First, most small business owners really have to understand that they're not a portal, so it's not like millions of people are going to come to their website, because the portal war is over and we lost, number one. Number two, if you're a small business and you're trying to develop a content marketing strategy, then you need to be thinking of that as part of your demonstration of being a thought leader. To me, and the power and the future credential that you get out of being a thought leader. That's one thing I think that maybe people undervalue. What do you think?
Well, yes, and I also think a lot of people don't see themselves or don't even want to be a thought leader.
Big mistake.
But there's a core, well, but you can also position your company as a resource for your customers without elevating yourself as a thought leader. I think a lot of people resist that idea, but it's not the only way.
Well, a lot of good old boys out on Main Street don't like being called experts. You know, I tell people, you are an expert, so claim it. you know, wear it and make it look good. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with, you know, maybe you don't want your neighbor to, you want to go around telling your neighbor you're an expert, but you want your customers to think you're an expert. Otherwise, they're not going to pay you the premium price that you've got to get your margins.
I agree.
Margins come from expertise, not from being a good old boy.
I agree, but I think people don't make a distinction between an expert and the expert, and they don't see themselves as the one and only expert. But then they don't find a way to shift that to say, well, I know more than my customers do, so that makes me an expert.
Bingo. Bingo. And let me tell you something, folks. If you want to be a hangdog and act all demure and you know, passive and act like, you know, oh, well, you know, I guess I know a thing or two about this. Guess what? Go fill out your resume. You're going to be looking for a job soon.
Yes.
How's that for tough love?
Yes. And I was just thinking about the 30 years in business. And so it was at 10 years that you found me.
Right.
And elevated me as a thought leader. I was beginning to do content marketing. Of course, we didn't call it that at the time, but writing articles and publishing and speaking and all of those things.
But you put yourself out there.
Yes,
that's how I found you. I didn't go walking up and down the street knocking on doors. You put yourself out there. I cast kind of a small net. And I found people like you and Eva Rosenberg and Grace Marie Turner and Tim Berry and Barbara Weltman and people like that. I found people who put themselves out there as experts, and hopefully we've changed each other's lives. We've helped each other with this.
Yes, absolutely. And I do think a lot of people are reluctant because they're focused on their business. They're a small business owner. They're focused on what they do. And they don't see how, especially today when there is so much content, and content is what people are looking for. So
right.
Even the idea that you were searching for people to include in your brain trust, so the people who put themselves out there, that's who you found. You're not going to find people who don't put themselves out there.
But you know,
and it's the same with prospects.
But you know, Elise, when you're up against forces like Amazon, their power is awesome, and not in a good way awesome, by the way. If you can't develop a special sauce that includes you being an expert, so the people are willing to pay what you need to charge, then you might as well just give up. Amazon's going to win. If you can't do what Elise is talking about, folks, you just are not going to make it. We're going to talk about some other things after this break. Marketing-mentor.com is Elise's website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. A lot of good stuff there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.